This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Recently, President Trump signed an executive order intending to improve medical care for those with the deadly condition we call end-stage kidney disease. As I'll explain in a moment, this executive order is important because it carries on a long tradition of providing comprehensive insurance coverage for a unique group of people with one single disease, end-stage kidney disease. People end up with end-stage kidney disease for a variety of reasons, including genetic causes, long-standing high blood pressure, and other diseases over which they have no control. In the U.S., about 15% of the American public has chronic kidney disease, and 750,000 of those people have end-stage kidney disease, meaning they will soon need dialysis or a kidney transplant to survive. For most people, dialysis requires going to a dialysis center 3 to 4 times a week and being tethered to a machine that slowly filters toxins from their blood, usually over 4 to 5 hours. The process wreaks havoc on people's lives. And even with dialysis, half the people being dialyzed will die within 5 years. Meaning more Americans will die each year from end-stage kidney disease than will die from breast cancer. Not surprisingly, the cost of care for those with end-stage kidney disease is huge, and most people could not afford the care, which is where this whole story gets very interesting. End-stage kidney disease is the one disease that Medicare covers no matter your age or finances. This is not true for cancer or blood diseases, heart disease, HIV, or any other disease. Those hundreds of thousands of people with end-stage kidney disease and Medicare constitute about 1% of the total Medicare population, but they consume 7% of the entire Medicare budget. This means that Medicare spends well over $100 billion annually on kidney care. We spend this because these people have no option. Without kidney care, they would quickly die. The new federal rules on end-stage kidney disease try to improve care, improve access, and increase the number of transplants by giving incentives to people to donate kidneys. Now, Medicare was enacted in 1965 as a piece of social legislation to provide health care for all elderly. As this important legislation was being modified for a vote, Congress added one last-minute amendment that provided care for all people with end-stage kidney disease. So, out of all the diseases for which the federal government could provide comprehensive care, why did they choose end-stage kidney disease to cover? Well, we will answer this question next week. And remember, if you miss a second opinion on the air, you can always listen at www.kcrw.org/second opinion. From Los Angeles, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes.